fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 17th day of January, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin live broadcast Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show, and my show does begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag, right hand over the heart. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I need to get some more frequently because it is a nationwide scourge, the scourge of cancer. The prepper tip of the day is to read the following book, World Without Cancer. I say again, the title of the book is World Without Cancer. The author is G. Edward Griffin, who is a personal friend of mine. And in there you'll find the protocols that I've been following for about 25 years now on how to not get cancer. And I recommend everybody do that. All right. And we have patient waiting in green with my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and he has warehouses, plural warehouses, full of wonderful freeze-dried food ready for media shipment. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. It is great to be on the show with you today.
Good to have you. Running about 7 degrees above zero here at my place. How about where you are?
Is that all? we had a bit of a cold front come in past few days. I'm sure the studios felt that in Round Rock, Texas as well, but that is now over. We are back on the way up. Lowest temperatures that we experienced were about 14 degrees, so pretty mild compared to Missouri, for sure.
Yeah, well, this is the worst cold snap in a couple of years, but I think today is the end of the, well, for a day or two, it goes back down over the weekend again to single digits, maybe 3 degrees for a low. But we have four seasons in Missouri, and a relatively short, relatively mild winter compared to Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and so forth. It's an annual thing, and we expect it, and we're pretty much prepared for it. Well, we had a caucus in Iowa a couple of days ago, didn't we?
Yeah, it was just on my mind. I was going to talk about that. Yeah, we did, and you know, it was a landslide, absolutely a landslide. Trump, and then DeSantis, and then that woman. I just won't even mention her name. That woman. Yeah, absolutely a landslide. Now, if we can just, you know, keep this guy out of prison, I think that, you know, this is going to be a landslide in the major election as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that President Trump will win the Republican nomination. What remains to be seen is what are they going to try to pull off to defeat President Trump. They can't possibly defeat President Trump unless they have mail-in ballots. It would take another make-believe pandemic to have the mail-in ballots be justified, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, there's a lot more people that are going to be paying attention, a lot more folks that are going to be at the polls watching and at these ballot boxes filming. My concern is not that. I get this, John, I'm just going to call it a feeling, a very, very strong feeling that they're holding off with, you know, right now they're firing shots. Let's talk about this. They're firing shots from a .22, but they're holding back the .50 caliber until right before the election. We're talking about these prosecuting attorneys and crooked judges in New York and elsewhere. I'm afraid, I'm worried that they're going to make something stick as far as a felony charge. And if that happens, of course, then he is, I see something in text. Anyway, if that happens, you know, and he gets a felony charge, then of course he's out of the race. So let's just pray that he's clear and, you know, they can't make any of these bogus charges stick.
Well, every time they charge him, his numbers go up, he's defeated them at every twist and turn of the way, hasn't he?
He has, and you know, he's had some pretty good attorneys. He's had a few that flipped, you know, that threw him under the bus. But just a break here. Is Deputy okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Sometimes he's busy on Wednesday, and he's been doing the plays for us on Thursdays. He's fine. He's just a busy guy.
He's a good guy, and we talk every once in a while, and I admire his spirit. So
on to the New Hampshire and South Carolina, I believe. I don't know why these candidates continue. Vivek dropped out, which he should have. He'll probably be eligible for a nice position in the Trump administration, as well he should. Of course, he wasn't qualified to be president anyway, since he's not a natural born citizen. But not being a natural born citizen doesn't seem to stop people like Barack Obama being elected president, does it?
No, it's apparently who you know, right?
It's how the media loves you. If the media loves you enough, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, same thing with the, top secret documents. It's not okay for Donald Trump to have any documents, but it's fine for Biden to have documents. It's just the same old thing, you know, part of the agenda.
I know. We're beginning the third year of the war in Ukraine in a few weeks, about 5 or 6 weeks, and I believe Russia is gaining ground. It's hard to keep track of what's going on over there, but in the meantime, regardless of who's gaining ground, the NATO allied forces are expending resources, ammunition, and so forth, missiles. They can't be quickly or easily replaced, aren't they?
No, they can't. And, you know, I guess the tally now is over $100 billion between cash and armaments, et cetera, that the U.S. taxpayer sent to Ukraine. Now, I watched a wrecker, Doug Thornton, he's got a show, and they were talking about this. The fact of the matter is that $100 billion, if that were spent here, John, a lot of the issues that we're having across our country with people not having enough money to put food in their pantry, to put gas in their car, to go to work, U.S. veterans on the street, these wouldn't be an issue if we spent that money here. Our bridges that are in danger of collapsing right now, infrastructure projects that should have been taken care of, for the past 3 years. So, here we go again. We're playing police in a corrupt government. I don't want to call it the country because the people, there's good people in the Ukraine, right?
Oh, yes.
But the government is absolutely corrupt. It has been since this person, I won't call him a gentleman, has taken office. And, it just continues on. It's not about the people at all. Right, it's about the minerals in the ground. It's about uranium, for example. Right, so enough of that.
All right. Your governor there, Governor Abbott. I don't know why he waited so long. I simply have no idea. But he's finally using the Texas National Guard to stop the invasion. And President Biden is ordering the Department of Justice to stop him from stopping the illegals. There was what appears to be a genuine open mic statement by President Biden where he says, if I can paraphrase, we're going to stop those cowboys in Texas and I'll bring F-15s down there if I need to, and which obviously is not going to happen. But I say good for Governor Abbott. What do you say, sir?
Well, no, I'm in 100% agreement. I like our governor. I think that he's done a decent job. There are some things, I think every governor makes mistakes, right? Even DeSantis down in Florida, they make some mistakes. But he's done a pretty good job for the people. But what I really admire about Governor Abbott is the protection of our Second Amendment rights to lawfully carry, both concealed and open carry are you don't require a permit in the state of Texas, and there's many states that have followed by that example. So
Missouri is constitutional carry. I'm not sure which state had it first. It destroyed my concealed carry training business, but oh well. I got other things to keep me busy, but I don't necessarily agree with that because in the many years I started teaching concealed carry classes before we even had concealed carry license in Missouri. Most people going into one of these classes, they think the following: oh, John Moore's going to teach me how to shoot a pistol. Well, handling a firearm safely and properly is part of the class. It's very, very entry level. But from my perspective as an instructor, and I know many other instructors, our main focus and the main, most important thing that we teach is when you may and when you may not use deadly force. And that's where the rubber meets the road. And if you don't have that training of when you may and when you may not use deadly force, you can end up in really big trouble, couldn't you, Chance?
You can. And if you don't mind, sir, it's your show and I want to be very polite. Can you tell, doesn't it vary from state to state, castle law and that type of thing, but can you tell, generally speaking, when is it okay to use deadly force, generally?
Well, out of 50 states, obviously there's 50 sets of laws, and what's ubiquitous in all 50 states is to protect innocent human life against deadly force, you may use deadly force. So let's give a couple examples. If a criminal is 50 feet away with a knife and he's threatening to cause harm with that knife, he can't cause harm because he's 50 feet away. And if you shoot him, you're going to be in really big trouble. If the same guy is an arm's length away with a knife and threatening to cause harm, then obviously he can cause serious bodily injury or death. And use of deadly force is certainly applicable in that case. If you look out your bedroom window and you see criminals stealing your pickup truck out of your garage, as I tell my students, you can't lay your 30-30 out the window and start blasting away, because they can't harm you. You can't use deadly force in Missouri to protect property. Now, there may be states where you can, and I don't know the laws of the 49 states, but in other 49 states, but I know in Missouri, you cannot use deadly force to protect property. But what I tell my students is, you can't kill a pickup truck. If the criminal is leaving the premises where stolen property in a pickup truck, and you shoot the pickup truck, of course, this is serious business here, preferably shoot the radiator. Shooting a tire is Hollywood. Shooting a tire of a moving vehicle is damn near impossible for most people. But the radiator is a big target. And there's no law against killing a pickup truck. That law doesn't exist. And that pickup truck with a shot-out radiator is not going to go very far before it stops and the police can apprehend them. Now, it's just a couple of examples. Now, something that most people aren't aware of, going back to the use of deadly force, the clenched fist of a healthy adult male is a deadly weapon. I've personally investigated cases where one hit from one fist caused death. So if a healthy adult male is about to strike you with his clenched fist, he's trying to kill you. He may or may not know that, but that doesn't matter. What matters is you know that that clenched fist of a healthy adult male can kill you, and then you certainly can and should use deadly force to protect your innocent life.
Okay, that's very well said. By the way, yeah, a punch to the temple of a man or a woman could cause instant death. Punching someone in the face where then they fall over and hit their head on a rock will experience a fatality in many cases. So,
well,
yeah,
I've worked cases like that where a man would get struck once with a fist, fall down, hit the concrete, and that's it. He's dead. I've worked a couple of cases like that, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, I've worked, I don't know how many murder cases, but more than I care to think about. But,
right, right.
Yeah, so nothing like personal experience, seeing the police reports and reading the statements of the people that were witnesses and so forth to understand what happened, why it happened, and the consequences of a clenched fist of an adult male. And I use the term the clenched fist of an adult male for a reason. A woman can't hit hard enough to cause that kind of injury. Typically, she may be if she's trained as a boxer or a martial arts person, maybe a child with a clenched fist, or most teenage boys can't hit with enough force to cause serious death or bodily injury. But the clenched fist of a healthy adult male is more than enough force to cause serious injury or death. And that's the term specifically used in the Missouri statutes, serious injury or death, serious bodily injury or death. So you don't need to be fearful of death necessarily. If it's serious bodily injury, that's enough to use deadly force to counter it.
That's a good point. Real quick, and maybe you can answer this question. Oh, it's a two-part question. Well, first, I want to make a statement. In Texas, there's a very old law. It goes back to the 1800s on the books, part of the Castle Law, that if a person is on your land and they're attempting to steal your cattle, you may shoot them dead. I know that's just interesting. Now, you're still going to have to, go to trial, I'm sure.
Not necessarily. It's up to the sheriff, really. The sheriff has a lot of discretion about whether any charges are filed or not. I don't know, dozens of sheriffs over the past half century. I'm primarily talking about sheriffs in rural areas, not a big city chief of police. Typically, the sheriff will have knowledge of the dead guy. And here's the first question that the sheriff will ask. Did the dead guy need killing? And the rest of the investigation proceeds after that question is answered. Or make him do it. Brumtall,
right.
As the case may be. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248. Okay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and you have food in stock ready for me to ship it out. Tell me, Chance, if someone's placed an order on Wednesday morning, the 17th, say by 9 or 10 a.m., when would they expect it to be shipped to them?
Usually the same day, John. We are, I don't want to take credit, but our crew is very efficient. We are completely caught up with all of our orders. Now, unless you order, 10 years worth of food, like 10 grand assortments, then, you're probably going to get your order shipped out the same day. If you are within Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, you'll probably get it the very next day. So, we are very proud to be in a position to be able to ship as fast as some of these entities like Amazon. I do want to say, folks, please support John Moore, the Liberty Man, by going to his site, clicking on the Simply Clean Foods banner, and there you will see the grand assortment. If you purchase a grand assortment And through his site, we will send you one of the wonderful energy cleansers, which we have used and we use every day, free of charge. And your shipping is guaranteed in the lower 48 states to also be free. And if you use the Liberty code, not only will you get the free energy cleaner, but you're going to get a nice discount on that order of $100 off. So take advantage of that, guys, please, and support John for all of the wonderful information that he's giving out. And through with COVID over the past, what's it been, John, since 2020, 2021, you've kept people informed of the dangers of the I don't want to say the word, but, you know, the clot shot. It's had an effect, and a lot of people's eyes have been open. A lot of people didn't get that shot because of you.
Well, every person that we had follows our advice is another life saved, isn't it?
Well, that's it, right? Live to enjoy. You know, your children or grandchildren, you're going to be around to see that happen and to live to a ripe old age. All things considering. I do have some news. I'm looking at them. I wish I could show you guys, but we don't have video available for the listening audience. But we are launching what we call the Super Tea. The Super Tea. As a matter of fact, the mixer will be going this morning. It's already on our website. You type in our search bar, top right-hand corner, Super Tea. You will see an amazing product. We have worked on this for over 30 days, and I'm just going to read, if I can, John, with your permission, just some of the ingredients.
Please.
The main ingredient is moringa leaf powder, of course, 100% organic, which makes the base for very nice tea. Then we add 100% organic lion's mane mushroom extract, if you folks I've heard about the benefits of lion's mane. Absolutely amazing for the immune system as well. And then on top of that, for flavor and vitamins and minerals, we're going to add our freeze-dried strawberry powder, goji berry powder, beetroot powder, tart cherry powder, pomegranate juice powder, very good as far as antioxidants, cranberry powder, raspberry powder, apple juice powder, tomato powder, rosehip powder, and to top it off with the final ingredient, ashwagandha powder. Some people call that ginseng. So that's for memory, for focus, for vitality. Now, John, I have been consuming this beverage every day now for about a week, and I have to tell you, I'm not saying this. Other people are saying this as well. And my extended family, you will feel the difference. You will absolutely feel the difference. Within 30 minutes of drinking this tea, you're gonna be alert, right? You're going to feel like you just had a very strong cup of coffee, but without the crash that comes after. You're going to be boosting your immune system to hold back, you know, all the little germs and viruses and flus that are out there. And you are going to make your body, your circulation very, very happy and hopefully stay out of the hospital. So check out that on our website. Just type in Super Tea and that will pop up. And these are very expensive ingredients, by the way, all 100% organic. And we'll be offering that for a 30-day supply for $39.
Outstanding. That's a great product at a great price. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-2510.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back. Chance, that audio clip is one of my favorite movies. Ferrari versus Ford. Or no, it's Ford versus Ferrari. Got it backwards. Did you happen to see the film?
I haven't, but I was fascinated by what I just heard. So I'm going to write that down. It's
Ford versus Ferrari.
Ford
versus Ferrari. Get okay. It, you know, actually, either way, I'd probably get it. Do you happen to have any teenage children or have had, Chance?
I have. Okay. Yes.
Well, I got a question for you. Can you tell me what car won the deproduction class in Le Mans 24-hour race 6 years ago? Can you tell me what car won the deproduction class in Le Mans 6 years ago?
Can I take a guess? The Ford GT500, maybe?
No, deep production is a 2-liter class, which is about one third the size of a Ford V8. Well, my parents didn't know that either, thank goodness, because the first car I chose to purchase when I was 18 had won the deep production class in Le Mans only 6 years before, and I was very glad that they were ignorant, because they probably would have prohibited that purchase. And I drove 18 and a half miles one way to school, high school, every morning in a Triumph TR3, which had won deep production in Le Mans only 6 years before. And in my very mature 18-year-old brain, I was training to become a professional race car driver.
Copy that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the windshield on a TR3 has four screws. You turn each of those four screws half a turn, the windshield pops right off, the frame and everything. And I routinely drove the car with no windshield.
Oh, my.
And very few people I know have driven an automobile 100 miles an hour with no windshield, which I've done many times. It's quite an experience, Chance.
Actually, John, so have I. Your friend here, I had a old Jeep. Same thing. The window folded down, and it had a pretty beefy, I think it was a 4.0 V6 in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I actually got hit in the face by a dragonfly doing about 100 miles an hour.
And it got your attention, didn't it?
It hurts. Yeah, it doesn't feel very good. No. It had a red mark for like 3 days.
Yeah, well, with that audio clip, I don't want to dwell on it too much longer, but what happens when you're driving at speed is you enter the world of tachyphrenia, and everything changes. And you can look up tachyphrenia. I teach my concealed carry students about tachyphrenia as God's way of giving you a chance of surviving something that just might kill you. Breaking down the word tachyphrenia, tachy is fast, phrenia is brain activity. Some people refer to it as tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. Most Americans experience it in an automobile accident. Football players, baseball players, basketball players, that type of sports, the players, while they're playing, experience it. In fact, the famous baseball player, Babe Ruth, he could do the following. He could walk up to a record that he didn't know what it was, spinning 78 revolutions per minute, and read the label of that record spinning 78 RPMs, because he had intentionally kicked in tachyphrenia so many thousands of times at bat that he could do it anytime he chose to. And so when a baseball player says they can see the stitches on a ball going 100 miles an hour, they're not making that up. They actually can. That's tachyphrenia, Chance.
I understand, for sure.
Yep.
Hey, I do want to add, I know we don't dwell too much on this, but I want to add this in. So when I was, my last duty station was in Washington State, and I purchased a Yamaha Virago 750 shaft driven. This is a great bike. And I would go from base to home every day. It was about a 5-mile trip. And on the way home, there was a series of S curves. And these are 25 mile an hour S curves, right? Well, in the beginning, I took them pretty slow, and then as time went on, you get used to your bike. I took them a little faster, a little faster, sure, a little faster, until the day, John,
right,
that I think I experienced that. I was going around the S-curves, and the foot peg scraped the ground. Now, this is not a cafe racer. It's not meant to take corners that tight, right? And I tell you, I saw sparks, and when I came out of those curves, I put that bike away. I did. I sold that bike because I knew that if I continued riding like that, I was going to kill myself and widow my wife at the time.
Well, my my Monday guest, Sam Andrews, he used to race superbikes. He still rides a superbike 200 plus miles an hour at a track in Texas just for fun. But he has great experience, a lot of experience, riding superbikes at 200 miles an hour plus. And he was doing it professionally, and one day he woke up and realized that his friends that were also racers were incrementally dying one by one, and he quit that competition. Since then, the safety of equipment has increased dramatically to help save the lives of these guys when they put these bikes down, which is, of course, is inevitable. You're racing at those kind of speeds, of course you're going to go down. That's a given. Well, I don't want to dwell on that too much longer, but some interesting side notes. Anyway, a chance, a lot of speculation. Will there or will there not be an election the first Tuesday of November? What do you think?
I think there will be an election. That's what my gut tells me. I don't have a crystal ball, but that's what my gut tells me. I just wonder if my president, Donald Trump, will be in the running. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, I think he'll be there. I don't see anything that can change it short of giving him the JFK treatment, which I'm sure is being discussed at the very highest levels. Of course, other speculation is, will Joe Biden be or not be the Democratic candidate? He's his signs of dementia and feebleness grow with each succeeding day, don't they?
They do. And it's embarrassing, to say the least. Almost, it's like comedy. Seriously, it's like comedy. The channels that we monitor, I see something probably on a daily basis. I don't, John, I don't even know why they've kept him in so far, but we talked about this a couple weeks ago. There's rumor that they're going to pull him at the last minute and bring in Governor Newsom into the running. Without the Democratic National Committee can do this on their own. He doesn't have to be vetted at that point late into the election cycle. If that's the case on Governor Newsom's record, then Donald Trump would have a pretty darn chance, a good chance of winning, against Newsom. That's my opinion.
Newsom is doing all the things a potential candidate would be doing, visiting foreign countries and so forth, visiting China. He's acting as if he was a presidential candidate already, isn't he?
He is. And if you look at his record and some of the things that he's done that were pretty disgusting, like allowing the authorities to remove your child from your home if they want to be transgender and the parents say no, they can remove the child from the home. That governor and the governor of Washington State did exactly the same thing. It's disgusting where you take away parental rights. We talked about that as well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't have a crystal ball, but it looks like that's the way where things are headed.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, we observe these things. We make note of them. And I want to keep emphasizing that if we're going to save the republic, we need to do the following in all 50 states. It won't happen in all 50 states, but as many as possible. That would be one-day voting with no mail-in ballots, voter registration with a photo ID, and paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct. If we can do all those things, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims don't have a chance, do they?
They don't. 100%. 100%. As a matter of fact, serial numbers should be on every ballot. That's what Trump said 8 years ago.
Oh, I agree.
Numbers on every ballot. Now,
absolutely.
John, what do you think about what the liberals are trying to accomplish here, bringing in all the illegal aliens and having them be able to vote with a driver's license? What do you think about that?
Well, actually, they won't be voting. The Democratic Party will be voting on their behalf.
On their behalf, right.
But same thing, the same consequences. Well, it's wrong on the face of it.
It's unconstitutional.
Of course it is. We have laws, and those laws are there for a reason. And I'm not aware of any country of any consequence that allows non-citizens to vote, that allows people that aren't registered with a proper ID to vote. Countries simply don't do that. And why we do is beyond me. It makes no sense at all, does it?
No. Well, I mean, what have you seen, going back to the Obama administration, but now the Biden administration on the very first day opening up the borders? Nothing that I see coming out of the left makes any sense to the average Joe. I'm sorry, they have done nothing for the American people to get back on track. As a matter of fact, this administration has put us so far in debt, trillions, at what is it now, John? Almost $40 trillion in debt that our great-great-great-grandchildren could never pay this back.
Right. All these dollar amounts are hard to wrap my brain around, and most people find themselves in the same position. You know, we're now at a point where the interest on the debt alone is $1 trillion a year. This is not sustainable, is it?
It's not sustainable, and you look at any other great power that have existed in the past. Look at Rome, for example, right? Rome, if they hadn't have their fiat currency, if they hadn't have done what they did, could be to this day probably a superpower, right? But instead, greed gets in the way, right? And you, by printing, 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 or nicking off the gold piece or silver, right, puts your country in an inevitable state of demise down the road, right? We're the, I think, John, if I know my history, we're the only country that's been the world reserve currency for this long. Every other country, including England, has lost that world reserve currency due to greed.
Absolutely. We have 5,000 years of what happens to a country that goes down the financial road we've gone down. Rome is one of the best examples where they were going into debt that couldn't possibly be sustained, changing the gold content of the gold coins, putting lead in there and so forth, and to the point where people didn't want the Roman coins anymore. And eventually the whole thing collapsed, didn't it?
It did. And if you go back into our recent history, Lyndon Johnson and Nixon, they started, you know, I saw the clips, the newsreels, why, you know, why they needed to do this. Well, this was for the benefit of the American people, which was a lie, an absolute lie. And then, you know, taking the gold. So, yeah, this put us on that path. And then every day, you know, billions of dollars are gone due to the interest that is owed on this debt. But the worst thing is we've gotten away with this for so long, John, because China and Japan, those are the two big ones, were buying our bonds, our U.S. Treasury bonds, and they are no longer buying. As a matter of fact, they're selling. This is just a disaster that, I mean, it's not if, it's when this crashes. The whole thing is going to crash. And what do they do, John, when everything is getting ready to crash? They take us to war.
That's been a solution in the past, hasn't it?
Well, it seems to be their answer. Every time we get ourselves into trouble, you know, we want to take out our adversaries, the ones that are going to eventually take us down. And it won't take too much now, John. We're so far in debt, we can't service our debt, which means, if I'm not mistaken, this is an act of war. When a sovereign country does not pay its debts to another country, that is an act of war.
I'm not so sure that constitutes an act of war. I'd have to review international law, but it may be. I simply don't know. But World War II, we came closer to losing that than most people are aware of. Both the Third Reich and Imperial Japan both had active nuclear weapons programs. The Japanese were really close to having theirs ready to go. A German submarine was en route to Japan with the enriched uranium, which was the last thing that Japan needed to make a workable nuclear weapon when Germany surrendered, and that submarine was ordered to turn around and come back home with that enriched uranium. We were closer to losing that war than anybody, than most people know, weren't we?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that part of history, but it does sound like it. It does appear to be.
Absolutely. Well, we don't have the resources we had in World War II in terms of men, alpha male warriors ready to enlist and defend the country. The only service out of all the services that's meeting its enlistment quotas is the Marines, which just happens to be the most resistant to all this woke culture, aren't they?
They are. I have a lot of friends that are Marines, past and current. And there is a different sense of pride that comes putting on that uniform with the that the Marines wear, and then earning as a Lance Corporal the blood stripe. But it's a different mentality. We are weakened right now, our military, and this is coming from those that are serving.
Actually, here's our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Marines are about to take over the Islam government in Morocco. Chance, going back to an earlier part of our discussion, this goes to the question of use of deadly force. Let's say Chance is on a parking lot of the local supermarket, and he sees A man attempting to force a woman to the car. The woman is resisting. You don't know either of them. What do you do? You're on mute, Sanch. You're on mute.
If I see a man attacking a woman in a parking lot...
I didn't say attacking. I said attempting to force her into a car. And she's resisting. What do you do?
I'd probably go after the guy with physical force.
Okay. Now, can you or can you not use deadly force?
That's a good question. I actually don't know.
I use this example in my class. First of all, you don't know if this is a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or a criminal attempting to abduct, rape, and murder this woman. You simply don't know.
Right.
Now, in that case, I would stand in front of the car and use the threat of deadly force to stop them, and if they didn't stop, I would shoot the radiator. At the same time, myself or somebody would be calling 911. The disabled car with a bullet through the radiator is not going to go very far. I have not caused anybody to lose their life, that's how I would resolve that. Now, if the man is using deadly force against the woman, that changes everything. If he's striking her with a clenched fist or using a weapon, then, of course, I would go ahead and use deadly force. Husband or boyfriend, didn't matter. Deadly force is deadly force. Doesn't matter who's using it. I have an obligation to use deadly force to save that woman's innocent life.
That makes 100% sense to me. Yeah. Yeah.
But as long as it's just roughhouse, he's just grabbing and shoving, that's not deadly force. Mm-hmm. And I can't use deadly force against that. But and that's why, if he's just roughhousing her and throwing and forcing her into the car against her will, I won't use deadly force to stop him, but I will use my pistol to stop the vehicle.
I actually witnessed, John, I've seen this before. I witnessed this in Las Vegas at a conference that I was at. There was a guy that was, he wasn't punching his girlfriend or whoever that was to him, but she was with him, but he was abusing her in a way that I felt like I needed to at least say something. And I did.
Right.
I said, "Do you feel like a man treating her like that? Is that what a man is supposed to act like?" And she put her head down and he started to get a little cocky. I said, "I don't think you want to go there, you know," but I've witnessed this. It wasn't, right. It doesn't look like he was going to kill her, but for sure it was abuse.
And what was the outcome of that confrontation?
He stopped.
Well, good. I had a good outcome. Chance, thank you. Have a great week. We look forward to inviting you next Wednesday.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
We're at top of the hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. Stay tuned, everybody.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.